This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 238 for Tuesday, January 23rd. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was stronger on Tuesday as chart-based positioning had speculators covering some of their short positions. Canola up $1 to nearly $3, March up $2.80 at $639.10 per ton. That March contract moved above its 20-day moving average, and that brought in additional buying interest. Malaysian palm oil hit fresh two-month highs overnight, while gains in European rapeseed were also supportive for canola. Chicago soy oil held closer to unchanged, backing away from its own earlier advances. Forecasts calling for hot and dry weather in Argentina were supportive, with expanding biodiesel capacity in the U.S. also thought to be underpinning values. In the U.S., soybeans were higher, while corn held near unchanged and wheat was mixed. Soybeans underpinned by those weather concerns in Argentina, the March contract up 15 cents at $12.39 per bushel. Meanwhile, Brazil's soybean harvest is in its early stages, and the uncertain production prospects there after the adverse growing season did remain somewhat supportive. Many private forecasters have lowered their calls on the size of the country's soybean crop. Corn, it is holding closer to unchanged in range-bound activity, up a quarter, up 0.75 cents at the final bell in the March contract at 4.46 and a half. Brazil's summer corn harvest is progressing, with the seeding of the next crop running ahead of average. Planting was estimated at about 5%. That compares with only 1% at this time last year. Meanwhile, corn in Argentina is thought to be in reasonably good shape, according to reports. Wheat ending mixed. Minneapolis spring wheat down a penny in the March contract at $6.99 per bushel, while Kansas City hard red winter wheat up 10 cents in March at $6.17 per bushel. Chicago soft wheat unchanged in the March contract at the final bell at 5.96 and a half. Forecasts call for some beneficial moisture over the U.S. southern plains with warmer temperatures, limiting the risk of any damage to overwintering crops for the time being. Early estimates from Ag Canada released yesterday predict a slight 2% decline in Canadian wheat plantings this year at 26.5 million acres, but total production should still increase by as much as 4%, given a return to average yields. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, January 23rd. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.